me today is Marjorie Herring, and she had a very difficult problem called paroxysmal torsion dystonia. And I think it's similar to what other people call torticollis, a twisting of neck at night when she sleeps. Why don't you, I'll let Marjorie tell you about her problem.
Okay, this started back in 1984. And I was under treatment at the time with the VA. And I explained to them that during the night, my head pressed into the pillow, my spine twisted, and my right leg went out straight and twisted. That was the beginning of it, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong. And for 3 years and three VA hospitals, they still couldn't figure out what was wrong. They never did send me for a sleep disorder clinic checkup, so they were treating me for arthritis.
How many doctors have you gone to see for this problem?
I have, within the VA hospital, I saw at least 10 doctors, 10 neurologists every time. And they recognized that there might be some neurology problem, but they couldn't be causing me all this pain. I went through the three VA hospitals. I went on a consult just one time to a fourth VA hospital, and they still didn't know. I finally was covered by disability and was able to get Medicare and Medi-Cal and was able to go to Scripps Clinic, where they gave me a diagnosis 5 years later and started me on medication. And the medication did help to an extent, but they themselves were, by 1993, had said, we don't know what else to do for you. The medicine they were giving me just wasn't making any difference anymore. And that's when I saw your article in the senior paper.
Good. Now, overall, how many people have you seen? How many neurologists have you seen? You told me 50. That sounds just kind of incredible.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
But that's how many I have seen.
Okay.
I've seen most of them within the VA, but I've seen some privately. Mm. And even the private ones didn't know what it was, but they said I should keep looking for some help.
I see. Yes. Let's backtrack a little bit. You are a physical therapist?
Occupational therapist.
Occupational therapist.
And I specialized in working with stroke patients, so I knew the neurology of what was going on very well.
Mm. Okay, now let's get back to the problem. So how many tests have they done for you?
They've done MRIs. They've done many different types of X-ray tests. But none of them showed up. And I had talked to a doctor from the National Institutes of Health, and he said that's what this disease is. It doesn't have any symptoms that you can find. It doesn't show up on blood tests. It doesn't show on MRIs. It doesn't even show up on sleep tests, because you have to go into deep sleep for this to take effect.
And how often do you have symptoms? Did you have symptoms?
At that time, I had symptoms every night.
Every night.
And every day, I would be in tremendous discomfort from the night pain. It was so much discomfort that it affected my ability to speak, to think clearly. Things that other people couldn't pick up that I could complain about.
Mm.
They would see it.
I would
know that I wasn't functioning at my maximum. It was like I was in a constant state of being on an adrenaline rush, that I would respond very quickly to any strange sounds. It was...
That's a terrible life.
It was a terrible life, and...
Tell us more, describe a little more about what happened at night after you go to deep sleep, and how do you know that you were having those symptoms?
Because when I would go into a new position, I would wake up from the position because it would be so painful. And then every morning after that, I could feel that same pain, even though it wouldn't wake me up.
What happened? Your neck twist, your back twist?
My neck would twist so hard with each time that I would go into a new position, my neck would twist so hard that I would, I ended up one time looking over my shoulder.
Oh.
And my spine would twist that hard.
You sure you weren't doing an exorcist?
It felt like it. Yeah, it was unbelievable. My leg, in its straight out position and rotating, snapped a ligament inside of the knee.
Oh, really? I didn't remember you telling me that.
It's partially torn.
Wow.
And when the snap occurred, it woke me.
So besides neurologists, have you seen other people?
Not too many. I mean, because within the VA system, I was being pushed off to arthritis and muscle problems and such like that. But they couldn't help me a bit.
Yeah, but 50 neurologists is a lot. Don't these people know anything?
They don't know paroxysmal torsion dystonia.
Yeah.
They don't know sleep disorders. And they won't send me out for a sleep disorder test.
Okay, I have been educating you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That name, paroxysmal torsion dystonia, is just a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's what I know, like you can call it twisting of the neck, twisting of the spine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All these tests, all this evaluation will end up to be nothing because
mm-hmm.
there's no treatment.
Okay.
You end up with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of drugs did they put you on initially?
The VA only gave me arthritis drugs.
Oh.
I started out with quinine sulfate from a kind neurologist who I had met socially.
Yes.
And that did help for a little while. All these things helped for a little while, and then they would cease to be of any benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, to bring you up through the history of it. I saw another outside doctor, and he thought that perhaps it was a kind of Parkinsonism, called it pseudo Parkinsonism, and he was giving me Parkinsonism drugs for over a year. Well, then I finally did get to a sleep disorder center.
You were just a guinea pig.
Yes.
Try on different drugs and hope something will work.
And that's what they said.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how about this sleep center? What did
they say? They said there was only one medication that would help this condition, and they started me on it, and that was Tegretol.
Mm-hmm.
And
did it help?
It did help for a while.
Okay.
But then that was in 89, and by the time I came to you in 93, I had stopped. I was down to just a token dose.
Mm.
Because it didn't make any difference if I took a full one or a portion of one. I didn't get any different effect.
It was smart on your part to reduce it because it's poisoning the system with all the drugs.
Right.
Okay.
Then, in addition to that, they had tried at least 15 other drugs on me, and none of them.
Okay. Here, let me give you a point on what's happening with you. Let's say, I always use this example. You find some more stain on the wall,
mm-hmm.
water stain on the wall, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You try different paint and see which one covered better.
Mm-hmm.
And if the brand A didn't cover it, you try brand B and do 10,000 double-blind experiments. Finally, you found brand X cover the water stain the best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you work only once in a while.
Right.
What happens if you work all the time? Does it make you feel any better? You're ignoring the leak.
Mm-hmm.
The leak
right.
is going to destroy the building. So the underlying disease that caused the twisting your muscle or this fancy name, okay,
mm-hmm.
it had not been treated. It had never been addressed.
You're right.
So you can go to umpteen number of doctors, even more neurologists in the world, okay? They always end up with drugs and drug poisoning the system. Okay? So, yeah. Your immune... Do you have any other problem? I remember treating you for other problems, mm-hmm. Lung problem, coughing problem, and then being so cold. Can you tell
right.
us some more of the other things?
I had many other symptoms. And the one that was the most frightening was the one with my eyes.
Oh.
Excuse me.
drink?
Yeah, please.
Okay, we are back with Marjorie. We were talking about other symptoms that really bother you,
mm-hmm.
besides the twisting of the muscles.
And it was in my vision field. It wasn't that there was anything wrong with my eyes, because every year the eye doctor gives me a complete pass. But I would see crack lines when I would look out. I would see, have difficulty seeing the foreground from the background and things. And you started treating that right away. And within 6 months, I wasn't having any more problems with it.
How about lung problems, colds and flus? Have I treated for that, those kind of things?
I had a lot of allergies, and my allergies now are cleared up. I haven't been having any colds.
Mm. Did they treat you for your allergies in the past?
No.
Oh, no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about the, now, since you come to me, mm-hmm. what have improved?
Everything's improved.
Good. That sounds good.
I am almost out of the twisting. I am back to the place where I was when this started in 1984.
Well, this makes me feel good.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, I had gone into so much pain with this, and it wasn't stopping. So that I feel without you, this could never have happened. In fact, when I started with you, I thought, oh, I'll just come up in a month and I'll be healed. Then in about 2 months. But every time I could keep seeing improvement, all the time.
Okay. We want to give one more detail. You live in San Diego. And how
right.
far? And you don't drive.
Right.
So can you describe a little bit how your trip's like every time you come see us?
Right. Actually, I live in Encinitas,
okay.
and I have to take the bus to get to the area where the commuter train is, and I take the commuter train down to where I get the train to come up to San Juan, take the train from San Juan. I have to get another bus to come back down here to San Clemente.
Oh.
So it's a long haul, and I'm glad to do it. When I get home in the evening, I'm very tired.
Oh.
I leave in the morning about 7, and I get home about 5. And it depends on if the trains are late and things like that.
Mm. Well, you still think it's worth it, so each time you come.
It is worth it.
Yeah. So how often do you come to see us right now?
Well, now I'm down to every 3 months.
Well, I want to make this point. You actually would benefit by one treatment a week.
I would.
And the only trouble is Medicare doesn't pay. You know, they pay $80 for 10 nerve blocks and shots. And I hate to talk about payment, but that's totally out of the standard range for anesthesiologists. I'm
mm-hmm.
just doing it because you've been a good patient, and we like each other. And I think, you know, trying to help a human being. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, another thing is we have some other modalities, like the homeopathic, that would be great for you. Eventually can cure your problem.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they don't pay for it, and you cannot afford it.
Right.
3 or 4 months of homeopathic test, you'll be so energetic, along with the, the standard process, the supplement have done for you.
Right.
The homeopathic is much more powerful
right.
and much faster.
Right.
Yeah. The, you know, like I say, complain to Medicare, have them pay a little more, come more frequently. Perhaps we can work in some of this remedy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And get you feel better.
Oh, yeah. That's the only reason I'm not coming back, is that I can't afford this on my own,
mm-hmm.
because just the transportation is $20 for me.
Yes.
And in taking the other standard products that I am taking, that takes up my budget for the month.
Yeah.
Other than that, I would be here every week.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from 84 to when did you come to first see us?
And I was trying to remember... It's been over 3 years that I've been coming.
Okay, but we have almost healed you. Okay,
right.
But from 84 to 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
that's like more than 10 years.
Right.
And all the tests, how many tests have you done for? Have I done for on you?
None.
That's saying something's wrong in the system.
Right.
Okay, with all the tests, MRIs, and all the expenses they spend, and the end result is that you get more poison.
Right.
Okay, I have not given you anything that's unnatural.
Right.
I probably gave you a little bit of synthetic vitamin in the beginning that I have natural, have synthetic, but then I found something that a whole food. I didn't even stop those synthetic stuff. So everything I give you are things that we take normally, and I got you better.
Oh, I want to mention, too, about my heart.
Yes.
That when I was saying I had all this adrenaline, my cardiologist said that when I finally realized there was something wrong with my heart, that he had never seen a heart as bad as mine that hadn't had a heart attack.
Oh.
And they did do a triple bypass before I met you.
Oh.
That was in 91.
I remember treating your heart.
Right.
Did you have arrhythmia or irregular heartbeat before?
Mm-mm.
Chest pain?
It was a very strange thing that I had. I found it when I walked any distance that I couldn't keep up a pace. I would have to just walk with little baby steps to keep my heart from beating too hard.
Beating too hard or too fast?
Too fast. Mm-hmm.
How is it now?
Well, you remember when I came, I was still having trouble, and I had my nitroglycerin that I hung on to very closely.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, yeah.
And then you started treating it, and I gave up all my heart medications, and I gave up my blood pressure medication.
That's fantastic. How soon did after my treatment you stop that?
The one we stopped immediately, the Mevacor.
Yes.
And then the other was within 3 months, I was off of everything. But I still kept my nitroglycerin just in case, but I never needed it.
That's proving that everything they do is wrong.
Right.
It's not an exaggerated statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish other people can hear this and the world should know about this.
Right.
But anyway...
Now, I'll help you tell them if you want me to.
Yes, thank you, yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us and... we'll probably update our listeners sometime later.
Sure, be glad to, anytime.
Thank you.